When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, it's the half hour of power. The best show post show. 30 minutes of rapid fire unscreened phone calls. My name is Tom Sharpling, and I'm joined for the half hour of power. We've got new faces and old faces together. And there is no such thing as the half hour power without AP Mike. How are you tonight, Mike?
I'm very good, Tom.
You having fun in the summer?
Thanks for having me.
Even that spooked me somehow. Even the most benign thing, thanks for having me, upset me a little bit. Who else is here? We got Dudio. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, just double. I didn't think you could make it creepier.
He doubled down.
I just did.
He doubled down.
But he did. We've got Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
Good. I'm a little sleepy.
Okay.
Good.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
Long days. Now we're joined by a guy who's known as a super caller to the best show back in its WFMU days. He came all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee. The one, the only Dave from Knoxville. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, Tom.
You got to get up on that mic, buddy.
Excited to be here. I'm not a professional.
Don't worry. I just amateur and professionals alike need to get up on that mic. It rhymed. I didn't even mean for it to rhyme.
And it's slightly dirty.
Well, in your demented.
I was thinking it was like Dr. Seuss.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm going to incorporate that in my bedroom banter.
Bedroom banter.
That amateurs and professionals alike need to get up on that mic.
Get up on that mic.
No.
Get on up.
Tattooed across your chest.
And last but certainly not least, we have, how do you like to be known, a comedian? An improviser? What do you like to be called?
Comedian. Cartoonist.
Cartoonist, that's right. Mm-hmm. Actor. Charlie Hankin is here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, thanks for coming. People will know you best, though. They might know you as you got your cartoons in, what, The New Yorker?
That's the one.
And but they know you best as the guy eating an egg roll in the real estate video I directed for the song. Crime? Is that what it's called? I can't remember anymore. Let's just go to the phones.
I knew I recognized him.
Half hour power. You're on the air. We got AP Mike here, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Dave from Knoxville, and Charlie Hankin. Who is this?
Hi, this is Alyssa from Toronto.
Alyssa from Toronto. What's going on tonight?
Not much. I was calling when you were talking about doing the Reddit, Ask Me Anything, you brought up the writing prompt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was actually something that I used to do at one of my old jobs. That was like one of my weekly tasks was coming up with writing prompts for, a seniors social group. And that actually ended up being kind of one of my favorite things that I did. But it was like a weird thing to, I guess, come up with, things for people to write about. Mm-hmm. especially because, like, that's not something that I do, that type of, like, group writing.
Because it seems like all these writing prompts on Reddit are doing is creating more bad science fiction.
Yeah, it was kind of, I guess, mostly just playing into how everyone already wrote, which wasn't necessarily getting them to write better. It was just kind of saying, like, oh, you already like to write weird, kooky stuff. Like, how do you want to write it?
Like, here's a writing prompt from Reddit. We make our first contact with aliens. They explain the reason they waited so long to reveal themselves with humans were previously galactic warlords. It's like, who wouldn't want to read that, the story that that would inspire, right?
Yeah, no, super right? fun.
You can summon Captain Planet with any five random items. Captain Planet's powers and goals directly reflect the items used. Just like, more just like superhero junk. Right?
Yeah, and also, like, that last one is, like, just, like, creating, like, a top five list.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Just, like, superhero BuzzFeed.
Superhero BuzzFeed. So, what's going on in Toronto this summer? Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. I had a chance. I actually got a chance to go to New York and got a chance to make a little trip over to New Jersey for an evening. So,
Where'd you go in New Jersey?
I went to WFMU and went to the concert space to see some music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm glad you did that. Mm-hmm. I like Toronto so much.
It's a nice city.
Toronto, AP Mike, you ever been there?
No.
Great city. Dudio, ever been there?
I love Toronto, but I think I'm partial to Montreal.
Oh, Dudio likes Montreal.
Canada, I'm sorry.
What do you think about that?
It's a fun city. It's a good city for visiting. Maybe a little cold for living in.
All right. Dave from Knoxville, have you ever been to Toronto?
They've never let me out of the country.
They've never let you out of the country. Any desire to leave the country?
Not at this age.
Okay. Well, you're acting like you're 80.
Who was president when you were born?
Hoover.
Yeah.
Well, right?
I'm a legitimate Eisenhower.
Mind your way. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Mr. We could use a man, Mike. She actually says, like, Hoybert Hoover.
Hoybert Hoover.
You watch Antenna TV ever, Mike? That channel?
No.
It's this cable channel, Antenna.
Okay.
They show, you might as well call it the Norman Lear channel.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I watched 8 episodes of Maud the other day.
Oh, wow. You must be a big Adrian Barbeau fan.
Did that show Barney Miller?
That was the only reason I watched that show.
I did not see any Barney Miller. I watched Maud. Then they showed Good Times, and then they show All in the Family,
Chips,
and then the Jeffersons. So it's really all the Norman Lear.
Oh, really? Wow.
Shows Jeffersons is a great show, and it's all, as I said on Twitter, it's hard to watch knowing now that. When you read about Sherman Helmsley and his love of progressive rock, to now watch him act on the show, you know he was looking at the show as a means to support his his progressive rock lifestyle. Anything else, madam?
That's all.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay,
all right. Bye. Pat, Toronto?
Yeah, I like Kensington Market area. It's like a lot of thrift stores and Army Navy stores and record shops and stuff.
It's a good neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie, Toronto?
Never been.
Never been.
Been to Vancouver. It's the only Canadian town.
All right. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, Dave from Knoxville, and Charlie Hankin. Hankin, right?
Correct.
Sorry. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hey, so what do you think about all this clickbait that's going on? Talk about that.
Clickbait?
Yeah. Yeah, bold.
He was so detailed.
Yeah, talk about that.
Clickbait in general?
Clickbait, yeah. Look, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It's trash. It creates a trash mentality for people. Mm. Like, I was looking at the Vulture the other day. You know Vulture, caller? Do you know what Vulture is?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, they had an article up there. It was like, it said, like, it's time to like Tom Cruise again.
Yeah, I saw that. What? Yeah.
Like, yes, master.
Yeah.
They were almost as rude and bossy as you were when you called in. They were that article was the U of articles. it's clickbait. Talk about that. So no, yeah, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. Now the thing I just noticed about Vulture is that, you know, they talk about, you know, they're on top of the culture, and like books isn't even in the equation. You know, it's just movies, TV, and music. That's it. No books. Books is like off the charts now.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter in the culture anymore. That was kind of interesting.
And then they'll say things on like Huffington Post where they'll have these things where like they'll. Like, they must be so easily impressed, or they'll just be like, this will be the greatest thing you'll see all week. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, what? Really? That was the greatest thing you're going to see? That's not the greatest thing I'm going to see all week. And you watch it, you're just like, if that was the greatest thing anybody saw all week, that's a sad, sad state of affairs.
And even sadder is that I think the New York Times is going down this road. Did you see? I'm going to throw out an acronym, and I hope none of you know what this means. RBF.
I'm right there with you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, well, okay. He saw the article.
What's there. RBF?
Oh, no.
Maybe I know someone who's afflicted with RBF.
But hey, even like the Weather Channel, weather.com, you go there and it's like, oh, a tornado just hit this village and you'll never believe what happened next.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, the weather.com has stuff where it's like you won't believe what's hidden inside of this pile of bees.
Yeah. Like right below all of like the 10-day forecast. It's
yeah,
nothing
it's just
but
not about yeah, it's honey. Yeah, or like you know, this grape is everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, this is everything. Like we're obsessed with this. Really obsessed. You're obsessed with this grilled cheese sandwich. It's always like, we're obsessed with making grilled cheese sandwiches this way. Or like, this person figured out how to make the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. We're like, every grilled cheese sandwich I've ever had has been pretty good.
That's right, the real one, yeah.
Dave from Knoxville, best grilled cheese sandwich you've ever had is what? And where?
It's just where? America. Oh, where? It was in my mother's kitchen.
Your mother's kitchen?
Yes. You won't believe what happens next with the grilled cheese sandwich.
As a child, or as a when does this grilled cheese sandwich that you picture as the perfect one come to mind?
Yeah, last week.
Last week?
Yeah, she lives in Knoxville too. Martha from Knoxville.
Okay. So grilled cheese, and it's a simple grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's hardly even toasted. It's just American cheese, a whole lot of mayonnaise.
Lightly toast, a lot of mayonnaise.
White bread.
We don't cotton to mayonnaise up here on our grilled cheese. Sorry.
The mayonnaise on the bread or inside? On the outside of the bread
or
inside?
Oh, no, not
inside.
On the outside of the bread.
Really, the mayonnaise on the cheese.
You'd have to wear gloves.
Well, instead of butter, I could butter, say, yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
That's gross.
That's gross.
It's got to be inside.
Pat Byrne, grilled cheese sandwich, yay or nay?
Yay, big yay.
Right?
Yeah.
Dudio?
Yeah, 100%. The best one I have had is at Beecher's on 20th Street in New York City. There's also one in Seattle, too.
Beecher's.
They're a cheese shop.
I like it with tomato.
They have it with tomato.
Yeah. I think my grandmother made the best one, though.
Caller, grilled cheese sandwich, what's the best one you've ever had?
I had a pretty good one in Orlando. There's a place called Toasted. They've got a grilled cheese sandwich with goat cheese.
That does sound good.
I'm in.
That sounds like a good alternate, like when you've had enough grilled cheese sandwiches and you mix it up with a goat cheese one. That can't be like the go-to grilled cheese sandwich, though. Right?
Well, like you've been eating them every single day and then
I've had 10 normal ones in a row.
Well,
fine, I'll eat a goat cheese grilled cheese.
Well, no, I mean, yeah.
Well, where are you calling from, buddy?
I mean, once in a while. I'm from Orlando.
You're from Orlando. Go Magic, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No. Oh, God, no.
Who do you root for?
The Heat.
The Heat?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite basketball player of all time, caller?
Michael Jordan.
That's stupid. Goodbye. That's not a smart choice. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Charlie Hankin, and special guest all the way from Knoxville, Dave from Knoxville.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, all.
Who is this?
This is Uncle Evan. How are you doing?
Uncle Evan, where are you calling from again?
Well, I'm in Vancouver.
Vancouver. What's up in Vancouver? What's up, Uncle Evan?
You don't want to know. But I have a question for everyone.
What?
I have a question for everybody.
What is it?
What would be, or what is, a guilty pleasure if everybody was on the road, on tour, on doing this thing, busy, and, you know, what would be their guilty pleasure?
Wait, everybody's on tour.
Uh-huh.
Like what band?
The AP Mike Band.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Picture that.
The AP Mike Band. Is he the singer in this thing?
He's everything. He's a manager, singer, percussionist.
So he's what, up front. He's up yeah. front with a snare drum and a... He's like the lead singer of the band with a snare drum.
He's a modern-day Tito Puente.
Not even the snare drum. Just a skin up front with one drumstick.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What's your guilty pleasure in your off time?
I'm not sure why we're in. Dave just said, "Why do we have to be in a band to hear this guilty pleasure?" It's like you're the way you're spinning it is you're assuming that any association with Mike is going to like pervert a normal answer of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to get us to say hotel hookers.
Well, no,
I was going to say that.
I'm thinking grilled cheese sandwiches, like death by grilled cheese kind of deal.
Yeah. No. Grilled cheese sandwiches. Do you like grilled cheese sandwiches, Uncle Evan?
No.
What do you like? What do you like? You like a nice poutine wrap? What are you eating up
no,
there?
I don't know. We would always go Vietnamese or Thai food, but that was just a thing. But who knows? Like some people like museums, some people like, you know, the park, quiet time, the library, or, you know, the local coffee shop.
Who are you touring with? Who are you touring with to have all this insight?
The insight. I toured with a couple of folks.
Broken social scene?
Sweet Foxes. No, but there's plenty of people. No, the Deep Dark Woods I toured with, but we would go only food. We would stick to food, sleep, and then, you know, shower in between some of those things. But where would you guys go? Because I was a terrible tourist. I go to every city. You forget what city you're in, but where do you guys go to find what you're looking for, you know, when you're out on the road?
You're weird. You're asking this from such a narrow place.
When I get a day off from the AP Mike Band, I like to look up a good restaurant on Yelp.
Mm-hmm. I would I'd probably go to stores, record store, bookstore. Then I get sick of it though.
Tell you what I did today, and
what's
I assume
that,
I would do it if I was in the
because Dave,
AP
you
market.
Drove all the way from Knoxville.
Actually, I just drove from Wytheville today.
Wytheville, that is like 20 minutes from where I grew up.
There you go. But today on the trip up from Wytheville, I listened to all four tracks from Tales from Topographic Oceans, and then a Genesis box set.
Nice. What do you come away with the Yes record, Tales from Topographic Oceans, the album that made Rick Wakeman leave Yes? What listening to it now in 2015, what is your take on that album, Dave?
Yeah, it's as fantastic as the first week I heard it.
Really?
I listen to it straight through twice a year.
All right. If you're trying to convince somebody to like Yes, what album do you play for them? Close to the Edge?
I don't try to convince
Fragile.
People to like Yes.
If you had to.
I think it's impossible.
If you had to.
It's probably got to be Close to the Edge.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you're talking about normal people, it's 90125, right? Because it's kind of poppy.
Has Fragile lost its luster?
I said Fragile. Close to the Edge of Fragile.
Okay.
Don't worry, Mike.
All right, sorry.
I would go with Fragile because you'd go with, because you got Roundabout, Ropes Them In.
Yeah.
Then you've got
You've got you end with what's the ending thing on that? Heart of the Sunrise?
South Side of the Sky is in the middle.
Lost. Because it's right?
Yeah.
The fish, he's dead.
Yeah.
Chris Squire's dead.
A friend tried to convert me with that album, and I have to say there are good parts to Yes songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but only good parts. It's like they try too hard to cram too much into a song.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're enjoying a good part, and then it's like they have to change it up, and then you're in a bad part of a song, and plus the voice.
Too many parts.
It was a deal breaker.
All right. Yes, you would say
no.
You'd say no to Yes. Pat. Yes.
I would say yes to Yes.
You say yes to Yes. Dave from Knoxville is obviously a yes for Yes. Studio?
100%. Chris Squire was one of the best bassists alive.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yes for Yes. Charlie, yes to Yes or no for Yes?
I have to give them the benefit of the doubt, mostly because of you guys. I'm underqualified to answer right. this right now.
Dave from Knoxville. Dave from Knoxville, you're trying to convince somebody to like King Crimson. What do you play for them?
Can I play more than one thing or just one song?
You've got to cover two periods. You've got two records to cover the 40 to 50 years of the band.
I have to do Red and Discipline.
That's wrong. You do Red and Court of the Crimson King.
You can actually go forward and get into Construction of Light. It's pretty amazing. That's towards the end.
Yeah, but you're going to go with you're not going to go that. You don't go past Phase 4.
I Talk to the Wind is just going to wear out most people.
You kidding? The Wind doesn't answer.
Am I dreaming? This is my dream.
The great progressive music.
Confusion will be my epitaph. Right? You listen to these live King Crimson things, it sounds like John Wetton got weird tooth surgery because he's got this weird, like, he's singing everything like this on them, like, easy money.
I didn't go too far with them either.
Well, that's one I should have put up for the trial. Put John Wetton on trial for the lyrics to "Easy Money," right? Well, I've told the judge, but I got to find the lyrics for this. This is like, wait to hear the lyrics of this one, Mike.
What's the album with the guy's mouth on the cover?
It's Court of the Crimson.
Yeah, I had that one.
And when you're through, look up cat food, or don't. It's probably best if you don't.
Yeah, we're going to just look. There's plenty of troubling spots in the whole thing. Mike, tell me what you think of these lyrics. Where is it? It's not in here. It's missing. Why would there be different lyrics to Easy Money? It drives me nuts. See, that's how you'd convince people to like King Crimson. Mike, you're ruled out. Dudio, any move you have?
To convince people?
Yeah.
I need to be convinced myself.
Then you go with Red. Listen to Red. Right. Just listen to the album Red.
Okay.
That'll get you there. I'm telling you, the album Red, get everybody there. It's the basis for a lot of things that have existed in music from that point on. You'd be shocked that they did it, that people weren't doing it before they were, that they invented a lot of things. Pat, thoughts on this? No?
I think the next time we're all on a big tour drive in the van with Mike, we should just listen to King Crimson.
Sure, let's do that. Let's listen to, Dave, King Crimson, they come through Knoxville and play live. Do you go see it?
Oh, yeah, I saw them the last time they came through.
When was that?
Oh, gosh, it was 2004, maybe?
Okay. I saw Tony Levin. In Los Angeles, John Worster and I were sitting poolside. We saw Tony Levin working out, and then he did not shower off before he jumped in the pool.
Ooh,
we were both upset.
Yeah, okay.
We were both very upset by that. Not cool, Tony Levin.
Did he have his finger sticks on?
He is Chapman. They should have thrown his Chapman stick in at him, right? Plugged his Chapman stick and thrown in the pool. Give him a little taste of his own medicine, right? What's the band in the room here, guys, that you would try to convince? What's a band you feel that is your mission to convince people to like? If you have is there a band that you feel, why don't people like this band? Why won't they listen to me and check this band out and love them the way I love them? Dudio.
Well, my all-time favorite band is Queen.
Okay.
So sometimes people aren't for Queen, so I will always support that.
People sometimes are surprised at the leprechaun qualities that some early Queen songs have. The fact that there's a little more wizard, there's a little more wizard and elf
On Queen
associated
two.
Material than they might normally. until if they're just focusing on the hits, they don't know that Queen liked singing about elves also.
A lot of hidden elf songs.
Yes. Dave from Knoxville. What band do you feel it is your mission to convince people to love that you love so much and you wish the world could hear what you hear in that band?
I'll go with a group that stole some Queen.
Get up on that mic, buddy.
I'm on it. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
I love
the pop
Jellyfish.
Band. Yeah. The pop band. Never did it for me. I've tried.
Yep.
Never did it. Sounds a little too produced for me. I don't know.
Number two is probably Jules Shear.
Jules
and the Polar Bears. Sure. Reckless Sleepers, anything like
that. Sure, okay. Pat Byrne, host of Prove It All Night, heard Saturday evenings on WFMU, 9 p.m. to midnight. When's the next live show?
It's going to be August 29th.
August 29th.
We have Amber Nelson on.
Who's that? Sorry, Amber, for not
very knowing. Funny.
Very funny.
Okay.
And, we're working on the rest of the lineup.
All right.
AP Mike, he was just on, actually. But what band? I think a band I liked, one of the first rock bands I liked growing up was Presidents of the United States of America.
Sure.
And that second album they put out, I just put that in the car recently. It's like one of the best rock albums of the 90s.
Mach 5.
They built their own instruments or something, right?
They played like a bunch of like two-string instruments.
Guitars and git basses. I sort of remember this. It's like not really a real instrument or something.
No, it was totally weird and cool and really good garage rock, I thought.
Were you mad when Weird Al parodied them with Gump?
No, because then they became friends with Weird Al, and and then I saw them live years ago, and they ended their song Lump by the way that Weird Al tags Gump. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like and that's fine or something, or and that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah,
that's how they end Lump live, which is I don't know, kind of cool.
I saw Weird Al on Friday night. It was great.
I saw you tweeted at each other.
Charlie, what's the band that you need to convince the world to hear it the way you hear it and love it the way you love it?
I might be so late to this party, but recently I've finally gotten to the Bee Gees.
Okay.
And
which era speaks to you now?
I've been in greatest hits mode, so I've kind of been spanning the whole thing. But I had no idea about some of the early stuff before they really turned into... They wrote a song for Otis Redding that he never performed that they did themselves. That's like incredible. The Spirits Having Flown has these weird half measures and like really interesting musical twists and turns. I'm on board and I'm down for everybody else to be too.
It's exciting when you fall for it.
Yeah.
And it's great. That's the best. And do you remember, Mike, when Andrew Sandoval was on the best show back at WFMU, and he was talking about, he wrote a book called Bee Gees Day by Day, where he pretty much broke down their recording schedule and everything from 67 to 74. And he discussed Robin Gibb had an album unreleased, and one of the songs was about how he was terrified about the space program because he was convinced the astronauts were going to bring back a space virus.
Yeah.
Do you remember him talking about that?
No, I didn't know. I didn't remember that. Yeah.
That there's an unreleased Robin Gibb song about please end the space program because the astronauts will bring a space virus back to Earth, which I hope someday we get to hear.
Three-part falsetto harmonies about that.
Yeah, hear that. Mike, AP Mike, what is the band or artist that you feel you wish the world heard and what you hear in them?
Well, it was a one-album obscurity called The Insect Trust. You know them?
I do know. I know the name. I don't know the record.
And... there's actually a song on there with lyrics by Thomas Pynchon. Came out like in 1970. I think you can still get it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting album.
Did he write it for the book, or was it just like lyrics from Crying a Lot?
No, he must have known somebody in the band. It's, you know, it wasn't, yeah, I mean, he writes lyrics in all his books. But no, this was, I think he did it specifically for them. Interesting album.
It is. Okay, Insect Trust. I do know the name.
Hoboken Saturday Night is the name of the album.
Okay. I'll check it out. Yeah. No AP Mike, you always have a knack for focusing on stories and events from the other side of life. What if we call the segment The Other Side of Life with AP Mike? Has there been anything you've noticed in the news that you've been...
I alluded to it earlier, and it was just something I saw in the New York Times that made me mad, mm-hmm. that it even registered in the culture and that it's a thing. This RBF, which is, it's called Resting Bitch Face. Mm-hmm. And this and now there's a thing mm-hmm. that certain actresses are perceived as having RBF.
Yeah.
And they mentioned January Jones, mm-hmm. Posh Spice, mm-hmm. Anna Paquin, and then the whole article is talking about how women are concerned about having this, and that they're seeing plastic surgeons mm-hmm. to try and correct it. And the thing, it's an absurdity because it doesn't exist.
No,
you know, if somebody, that's something somebody else is projecting on you. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, and you're getting in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were all these, it's like 900 comments on the New York Times board I saw today. And people are talking about the issue, which is, I think it's different, where women are constantly told to smile. Mm-hmm. But that's happened to me, actually. You know, I worked in a liquor store, and people would come up to me and tell me to smile for some reason. And it's mm-hmm. dumb. You know, don't tell people to smile just for the sake of smiling. It's ridiculous, yeah. you know? Yeah. And that again, is the person projecting onto you. You don't, yeah. your face, there's nothing wrong with your face.
Yeah, and they're trying to tell you just how to be.
Right. That you have to be constantly happy, mm-hmm. I guess, and projecting all mm-hmm. the time, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I just thought it was ridiculous that the New York Times even ran a story like that.
To just even put it out there, because now they're validating it on some level.
Exactly, yeah.
The idea of resting bitch face being a concept that's worth discussing.
Right, exactly.
To even say, yeah, I disagree with the idea that. Now it's being chewed over
mm-hmm, yeah.
rather than like some actual news
right,
story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great point.
Finally, I have a podcast topic.
What do you have?
Resting Bitch Face, the podcast.
So that's going to be your podcast?
Yes.
Resting Bitch Face with Dave from Knoxville.
Right. Right. Have you seen my face at rest? I suffer from this. So.
Oh, there's no such thing. Right? I hate that stuff.
Oh, man.
Because then it creates a discussion that it's just clogging things.
Oh, it is.
It's just taking up room that we don't have. It
made me so mad.
Right?
So mad at Mass as I was working. And I read that article.
What movie did you screen this past weekend?
No movie this week, but I do have, it was funny you mentioned Abbott and Costello earlier. Mm-hmm. There is a big Abbott and Costello fan who... actually, he's a Frankenstein fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's got every memorabilia thing about Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we're going to screen Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein.
At Masses.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you think that'll go
It'll
over?
It'll go over well.
What's the all-time greatest hit in Masses movie screening of history?
I recently ran a couple W.C. Fields movies that went over real big.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Gift and The Bank Dick.
Okay.
I think the older movies actually play better because it's like you're looking at stuff and like, wow, look how different the world was, you know. The original Scarface did way better than I thought it was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
People really got into that.
Some of the bombs include Clifford bombed.
Clifford was a bomb.
Clifford drove the masses patrons to anger.
Yeah, yeah. One guy, you know, he said, well, you know, what is this S, you know? Get this S off. No, they don't hold back, you know. And yeah. I'm like sort of squirming and trying to keep it going. I made it to the end. Well, you know, I didn't. Yeah. I've never turned anything off in the middle of the movie. You know, some movies just go on and they're not really watching it. Yeah. You know,
But you're not going to bow to.
But pressure. I haven't bowed to pressure yet. Uh-huh. No, no, that was the closest I came.
Big Lebowski did not go over well.
That was weird too. Yeah,
you would have thought just the cursing would have bridged the gap a little bit.
Yeah, but maybe there was just too many weird touches.
It might be too weird.
Yeah, it didn't do it for him.
There's nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
Other than cursing and weirdness.
I figured the soundtrack would.
Have you tried Brisson? Have you tried Pickpocket?
Yeah, that'll go over real well.
Or
Brisson, French movies, yeah. That'll go over real well. Subtitles. Yeah. There will be no subtitles in masses.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
hey, everybody, sit back. We're gonna We're gonna watch Rafifi.
We're gonna watch. Yeah,
right. It's got a huge. It's a silent.
The sorrow and the pity. You know, you remember World War II? 400 blows. This goes on for 4 hours.
It's so funny. He just goes, yeah, that'll go over. Thanks, caller. Dudio?
Yeah.
Any final words?
What do you mean? Like plug?
You can plug. You can say whatever you want to say. What's going on? Did you see Pixels?
I didn't see Pixels. I saw Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah. No, we know. We know.
Yeah.
What are you on the promo train for that thing?
I am. I think a lot of people need to hear about it. It's kind of like the next film I'm going to see though is Ricky and the Flash.
Okay. Ricky and the Flash. Looks good. Looks good. Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Rick Springfield.
I think the Oscar streak might be over with Ricky and the Flash. The nomination streak might.
Done.
She might come up light at the Oscars this year. Pat, what's going on? Anything?
I just saw.
Thoughts, recommendations?
I saw an ad for that movie coming out of the Holland Tunnel, and I thought it was like a clothing ad. I thought it was an ad for like some type of like, you know, I don't know, just some like an H&M ad or
right.
something.
Right. Oh, no. It looks a lot like that.
And then I saw something online. I'm like, wait, this is a film? Wait, Meryl Streep is in this? Yeah. What on earth? I don't know.
So people should listen every Saturday night to Prove It All Night.
Yeah.
Pat Burns' show on WFMU over at WFMU.org, 9 p.m. every Saturday. Next live show is the end of August.
29th. And Charlie here has been a guest on the weekly show.
That's right.
Turn it over to Charlie. Oh.
Charlie, anything? Well, how can people find out about Charlie Hankin?
Well, they can follow me on Instagram at me, Charlie Hankin. Same on Twitter. And keep an eye on The New Yorker. I've got some cartoons in there last week, this week, and other ones coming up. And season two of my Comedy Central web series comes out this fall. It's called New Timers. Yeah. And you can keep an eye out for that also.
Awesome. Awesome. Last but definitely not least, Dave from Knoxville. Well, thank you for coming. First of all, thanks for coming up. It was so great to have you here. I hope it was not, you don't regret your decision.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I told people that I asked you if I could do this when I was very sick.
Amateurs and
you remember that?
Pros alike, get up
you
on that mic.
You called and I was very sick and I said,
do.
If I can ever get up there, would that be okay? And I think you assumed I was probably going to die, and you said, sure, come on.
Yeah,
up.
That's pretty much what I thought.
It was my worst
nightmare when I saw you alive here today. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
What a morbid thing
schtick.
To say.
No, I want people to follow me on Spotify. I want to be the Lord God of Spotify.
All right. Where do they find you on Spotify?
Dave from Knoxville. I spit out 2 or 3 playlists a day, so it's exhausting.
Okay.
But I did a series of 8 in the last week that was ornate/ orchestral pop, and I just go on little tangents. And
all right. Spotify, it's awesome that's where you're expressing yourself.
Yeah.
And people can find you on other things that just Dave from Knoxville, right?
Yes, generally? My Twitter account is also not verified.
Okay.
It is Dave from Knoxville, but without the L-E at the end.
That might be a longer road for us to hoe, getting you verified, no offense.
Right. No, I understand.
Hard enough getting AP Mike verified.
And if they can find the Twitter account, I'll try to post my Facebook tag on it. I can't remember
okay. What
it is, but I take almost everybody. Unless you say you're going to vote for Trump, you're in.
Mm-hmm. All right. What if I'm undecided?
You're in, but I'll have to cut you if you switch to Trump.
What if I think he's got some good points?
What if Palin completes his ticket?
What if I'm glad he's shaking up the system?
Well, I run into people like that every day. I am from Knoxville, so. Mm-hmm.
What if I am probably going to vote for Huckabee, but I'm interested in what some of the things Trump has to say?
Are you supportive of Huckabee's gospel? Is that what attracted you to
him?
I
like his bass playing.
He's no Chris Squire.
No. What if you would vote, though, if Huckabee all of a sudden was at a speaking thing in Knoxville and you're there, you're just like, oh, boy, this guy's here's this windbag. And all of a sudden he comes out and he goes, one. It was his bass. He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? It's like full on. He's doing the full Chris Squire thing. And you're just like, no, he's not. So he's like, and you're just like, it would be, and part of you knows, it would be nice to have a man in the White House who could understand what made Chris Squire tick. Undeniably, you'd feel that way on a cellular level.
But Sherman,
and when you're alone,
when you're alone in
that booth, when you're in that booth, you're gonna look at the thing, and you're gonna go toward the Democrat, All of a sudden, in your head, you hear, and your hand starts drifting, and next thing you know, you're pressing Huckabee.
Do you think Ted Nugent can play those parts?
No, he's terrible. AP Mike, anything? Final thoughts?
Michael Perry's still out there?
Yeah.
Sound? The public?
People should go to bandcamp.com. No, it's bandcamp.apmike.com.
Yeah.
apmike.bandcamp.com. And my offer still stands. I matched a $50 purchase.
Yes.
If somebody purchased a download, because you can set your own price and you can do it for a dollar, but don't do the dollar because they get pounded on the cost. It's like nothing. You get nothing when they get nothing when you pay a dollar. So throw a few dollars at them. If somebody drops $100 and buys Michael Perry for $100, I'll buy one for $100 also. Nobody's done it. They did 50.
Yeah, 50. I've had one. No 100 yet.
We'll find out. My friends, the half hour of power is over. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And we will be back in a couple weeks. And keep listening and having fun. And good night. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.